Hey, Bruce, how's it going? This is Doug from beautiful Las Vegas.
Oh, fantastic! Well, I'm sure it's beautiful there. It's very beautiful here as well in LA. So, hey,
are you ready to jump into a sauna? Because I think today's high is 111.
My goodness me! Well, I do love a bit of heat. That's all right. That's the better for me, mate.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. I have been consuming the Mandrake Project, and that is a banger of an album. We'll talk about some of the other stuff. But first of all, how much fun was that? A, you're touring on it and making it.
Oh, no, fantastic. I mean, I've got an insane band. I mean, the tour we did in Europe was terrific. That was last year. So this is the first tour I've done in America for a long, long time with solo stuff. So we're doing stuff off Mandrake. We're doing stuff off the kind of the reimagined Balls to Picasso. We're doing stuff off Chemical Wedding, Accident of Birth. And I think we might even do one Maiden track, which people are going to have to work real hard at guessing what it's going to be, because it's one that we've never played ever before, and probably never will.
Coming to the House of Blues August 23rd. How different is it for you to perform in front of a huge arena as opposed to a smaller venue like a House of Blues? Which do you prefer, or are there different benefits to both?
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever is in front of your face on the day, to be honest with you. And, you know, obviously you're not going to do throw the same shapes in the House of Blues that you do in a huge arena, because you'd kind of look stupid. When you have the opportunity to be up close and personal with people, then it's a gift. You know, that's a real benefit, because you don't have to try too hard, because the people are right in front of you, and they can see you, they can touch you, they can smell you actually as well, worryingly enough.
So we gotta worry more about your aftershave, especially out here with the 100 plus degree temps.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't worry, it's all smell good. It'll be the smell of electricity and amplifiers and everything else. It's got a unique aroma to it. But you know what? It's all good. I mean, it's the fabulous band, and really exciting live. I mean, musically, the chops are insane. And we have a blast. We just have fun. As I say, it'll be quite a varied set. And there'll be a lot of tunes that people will be going, wow, can't believe I heard that one.
Well, and that's the cool thing as a fan perspective. I've seen many Maiden shows. I've seen many shows in huge arenas. But also, and I must admit, as I'm getting older, I kind of like going to the House of Blues more, you know, a smaller, intimate venue. And it somehow feels like you're more connected sometimes with the actual artist.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky in the show we do. I mean, yeah, you know, we do have a screen and stuff like that. But it's really, I put the emphasis really on the musicians and everything that we're doing. We've got a great sound engineer. In fact, we've got basically the A team from Maiden. So Maiden's sound engineer, Maiden's monitor engineer, Maiden's lighting engineer, and the guitar techs. They're all the Maiden crew. So they're some of the best in the world. So hopefully it should sound pretty decent. Of course, we've got this incredible band, you know, Tanya O'Callaghan on the bass and Philip Nasland on guitar, who redid all the guitars on Balls to Picasso. Krista Clerk, who's just like far too tall for his own good and just like an amazing presence on stage, and a great drummer and a crazy keyboard player. Three keytars, is that enough for you?
Yeah, you know, three. I expect three when you're up on stage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we've got man, and we actually have, I think we'll be bringing the theremin as well. So I think there's a little bit of theremin action going on as too, you know. So we're pretty way out stuff.
That might be a first for the House of Blues. I like it. Let me ask you this, because you make me feel very lazy. Here you are, you know, you can fly airplanes around. You're doing concerts, doing all that stuff. And now you're also involved with comic books. Why comic books? What love do you have? And where do you find the time?
The comic idea goes back to like, 2014, goes back 10 years when, you know, I saw comics as being like a, you know, I mean, comics is storytelling. And what I do when I'm singing songs is effectively storytelling. So I thought that the two things as being a kind of complementary as a way. So what started off as a promo idea for an album 10 years later, when Mandrake started coming out, ended up as like a complete alternate universe. So it's the Mandrake Project's a 12-episode comic, which is, you know, you can call a graphic novel or a comic. I'm not fussed either way. The first volume is out now, which is the first four stories in one book. So I'm doing, in fact, you know, I'm doing, is it Lucom, I think it is, in LA, in October. So I'll be signing a few of them. It's not necessary to get the comic to enjoy the album and vice versa, but there's points of contact between the two. So certain of the songs on Mandrake refer to certain events and things in the comic, Resurrection Men, for example, things like that. But you don't have to do the comic to get it. You know, that's the beauty of it. You know, I try and keep the worlds independent but related.
What Does This Button Do was one of my favorite reads of all time. And the story's just about, you know, going to, I think it was what, Yugoslavia. And when you were a pilot and people came up, or a guy came up in an Iron Maiden shirt, didn't even recognize you. Just a fantastic book. Did you enjoy the writing process?
I laughed my ass off when I wrote that book. I wrote the whole book longhand.
So oh,
with
wow.
A pen. Yeah. The whole thing was done longhand with a pen. And I used to wander around to my local pub, and with like a big pad and a pen, and get myself a pint, and would sit there. And then after about an hour, I'd realize that I'd hardly drunk one beer, you know, because I was busy writing. And the people would come up to me and sort of go, "Oh, hiya, huh? What are you doing?" I said, "Why?" He goes, "'Cause you're kind of like smiling and giggling all the time." Yeah, and I said, "Oh, the story must be okay then, you know, because it was so much fun telling those stories." And they just keep cropping. In fact, I mean, we had to leave a lot of stories out because the publishers asked me to write, you know, how many pages it was, you know, how many words it was. But basically, we had 45,000 words that we cut out because it was too much. They said, "No, you know, let's we've got two stories about that subject. We don't need four, even though they're two really good stories. We got two. Let's move on." So that's the beauty of having a good editor to control the narrative, so that it just romps along from one chapter to another. But yeah, there's 45,000 still outstanding, you know. But I'm not one for doing the biography volume 2.
About to say, how about What Does This Other Button Do? That could be the sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was going to do, I think you do one autobiography is enough. Two is careless, you know. Like, what did you forget the last time? You know, I think there might be other things I might write in the future, but for now, I'm kind of busy. I've got like Maiden tours, I've got solo tours, I've got Mandrake scripts to write for volume 2 and volume 3 because it's a 12 episode book. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm also, you know, in January we're going to go in the studio here in LA and record a new solo record. So that's all stuff that's on my back burner and keeps me pretty busy, you know.
We'll get you out on this, Bruce. Who is an artist, whether it's in music, doesn't matter what field, who's an artist that really influenced you?
William Blake is an English, is a very eccentric English poet. And William Blake, probably more so than any other artist. Yeah, there you go.
I think your music has educated me more in ways that has made me go look at things in literature or whatever. So I appreciate that. And I think you're doing great out there. And I'm looking forward to Saturday night, August 23rd at the House of Blues. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
I am looking forward to it as well. And I'll see you there.